ஃபார்ம் ஹவுஸ் மேக்கர் while he was serving the meat before he had become like a jinn, he reminded the Ramayana, he infected over. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then appealed him. Then they began to read the rules of the cross. And the entire Vaishnavi died out. When they died after the view of the Shikra, the Shikra, and cried before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, what is going to happen to me now? What is going to happen to me? Where am I going to go? There's no place where I can say, I think, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the view of the Shikra, you are worried about yourself, what is going to happen to you? You are not worried about those 10,000 people that you have. You were sent to be them or to make effort for them. Who is going to worry about them? Who is going to make effort for them? You left them to pay for it. What is going to happen to them? He immediately realized that the mistake that he made. And decided that I must go back to them and make effort for them. He started moving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a special plan. He sent down the signs of Allah on the people of Nineveh. They began to witness this. The Azab and the human nation of Allah was saying a year ago, it will come in this form and this form and this form, this is to them and you to be destroyed. We are seeing that coming over us. And they began to fear. They approached the king and he has been to go to his minister and said that somehow we must send delegations in different directions, look for human nation of Allah and bring him back to the king. And accept the message in the account so that Allah will give us all the time. So the delegation to it and they went out in search. In search of Yusuf Islam. And one such delegation met Yusuf Islam coming towards them. Towards him. He saw the delegation coming towards him and he was surprised. This is what they were. And when they came closer to him, they embraced him very warmly, etc. The bride of these were the very same people who I pleased to have been and to raise them in the city. They created the whole incident with them. And finally, he turned and went back to Denver, and then the king and the people were there, and the company left every one of them in place. It was a reminder to the people of the law of Jesus. So, just as the human race that I was there went through all his hardships, he who were not prepared and accepted, and made it accept. What he went through, the same thing would have to be able to. Do not lose hope for the people of Thai, the people you are working for them. They are opposing you today. A time is going to come. But halal will come upon them. They themselves will keep the thing, and they will come to keep it. And this is exactly what we see in the light of the people of Allah, the entire very people of Thai is praying. The entire city of Muhammad was raised. Those people were not prepared to accept it. It was a reminder for them to be concerned that just as he went through this, you will be on the same thing also. Don't lose hope, you can not be better. If you look into the life of the people of Muhammad, on the occasion of whether it's an occasion of, or on the occasion of the fact of the church, or the system of the heart, to destroy and steal and kill your sister. And what part of this is not good? If you just read those books, you can listen to all the stories of the artists. But the difficulty then comes. The days they were able to get from the field of the trench. Extremely cold weather. No clothing to put on themselves. How did you think that was over for 15 days and surrounded by 10,000 enemies? And finally, with the reason of the law itself, they reduced the tenants from the security force. They broke all those records. And finally, the reason of the law was the number they left was just 3,000, under 300 Sahaba. And on the other side of 10,000 Indian enemies. When the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, Allah does not see the numbers that are there. And Allah's help came in the form that the strong wind blew. And that was the means of all of them retreating and going away from there. And finally, the people of Allah said, we left to the number of Allah. All these hardships, we hope for you and I. So the deep region of it was through the depth that the body that he has lived and that something that pretty much around in that was spent on that area. This was about the truth of the truth. There are one question to ask us. The Muslim of the world, how much we are taking these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What percentage of the Muslims of the world are performing for us? People of the Indian church. studies, research, mutations, etc. People say there's not more than 5% of the world performed by type A cells. This is a limitation. And we are right now surrounded by the enemy workers, trying to destroy Islam and Muslims. And our only source of help is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like in Nama, they knew that the only way of doing is to go effectively to the Islam, accepting every word of interpretation into the land. Today also is the thing that we have to go back and get to the Islam of Allah, every sunnah of his being to the land, every hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make effort for ourselves and every word of Allah. Not that we meet people say, we are doing it okay. Our family is present, we give from us, our children are getting our father, we are not fighting, etc. So that time we are doing it okay. We are supporting. It's a duty that has been such a key for us. Amar bin Maru, Sayyid and Munkar, to be told to the Quran, we are responsible for those who answer our prayers. And also we are responsible, that we are the best of Ummah, created for the Prophet said. These are the responsibilities that have been placed on our shoulders. If each one of us shoulders these responsibilities that we are supposed to do, inshallah, well, in a short while we see what things will take place. One of our jamaat was in Palestine. They met one of the responsible workers, and he related one insight. He said, there is one masjid in the world. There is a masjid where the time of Fajr, even before the Muslims come to the masjid, there is a car waiting outside, and they enter and they are making note of how many people are coming over there for us. They don't see who is coming. They just counting the numbers. 10 came today, or 20 came over, 30 or 40 or 100 or 50. They've got a register and they are registered. A month later, they are coming again, and they are making note of us. Today on Thursday, so many came. A month later, again, they come to the election. So, one of the authorities went up to the defender and asked, what is this? Why are you doing this? So, he spoke and he said, it is written in our scriptures in our books. When the number of servants that come for Fajr Namaz equals that that come for Jumu'ah Namaz, then you must know the time is up. Now, we get into the all of our arms and ammunition will be of no use at all. Like you need to thank them, Umar Azir Allah for them. They handed the keys over. This is what's going to happen. When the market reads that state, this is what's going to happen. And at that time, there's no need for fighting them. All we do is thank them. So we are checking how many have come in the from the first time until how many are in the and how many of their monthly people are in. So they are watching us and they're looking at us. So if there is any delay, it is delay from all of us. The sooner we come to it, 100% of peace in our life, you will see 100% of health in our country. One of our jamaat was returning from Palestine. They went to the airport, and they passed away in their ticket. The person that was attending to them, he looked at, he passed away and looked at them. That is the very fellowship. As soon as he one gave prep on the study, he began to tremble. One of our Sadi men and helped his head. I asked him, what is this? Why are you doing this? He said, this is in our scriptures. That when the Muslims come on Creed and Eve, you know what you're here. Seven beers, ankle, what you know, child of both ankles. With the doctor's saying, at that time, even if they could have done it, he's not going to destruction. This is what he is saying. We've got everything with us. All the effort that has been made to bring them back, the same being in fact alive in our lives. And we can never look at people that are around us, and wherever we can share them. Once we make that effort, then we follow them to our lives. And make the effort that they're supposed to do, will be getting that reward of impact. If it says, a person comes to the latter part of the world, he makes the effort for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll get the reward 50 times more than the Sahaba. The last 5 years ago, so you have seen, they've seen the little brother. And they've come to you in this region. People that have come out there, they haven't seen the little brother, they haven't filled in that region. Without seeing the little brother, the dream was their reward will be much more. We are in that region right now. We have shown them the responsibility. They can all our efforts to bring the team back to get into our lives. And make such an effort and more of it to leave I have to meet her. These are the people that we never. For my dean, at the time when I was selected, with his own hands, all he has to go and give you a support to the seats. Imagine the job, he will get it, and the job, he will get one seat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us. Make us from no joke, so that I can see that afterwards. So help me with that for the time, and whom the people of the city have you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have given the topic of being such a devil that we are not going alone in the desert, we are taking 100,000 million people and into the desert with us also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening the door for us without the direction we are entering the desert and meeting and have the chance of meeting our elders that have left before us and speaking to them, discussing with them the halal of this and the changes that are taking place, the effort that they have made and the hope that they have made for us. Alhamdulillah, we've gone on the same road and today, Alhamdulillah.